This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
Are you?
855-450-3733. Got a story here from antiwar.com where Jimmy Carter calls the United States the most warlike nation in the history of the world and then proceeds to back it up. So, you want to talk about that? You're welcome to. 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones first, though. Jim calling in from Los Angeles. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Please go ahead. You can't hear me, apparently. All right. Put you on hold, see if we can get the board operator to take care of that call, and I will get right back to my story. So,
Jimmy Carter isn't wrong, but I tend to think that the Mongolians under Genghis Khan were probably pretty bad, too. So I don't know about in all of human history, but we're certainly the most, warlike is our defining characteristic.
I would say that there's, something to be said for Mongolia. Certainly was under Genghis Khan was certainly they were all about the war, no doubt about it. However, they didn't have the ability to kill on the scale in like one fell swoop that the U.S. did.
That's true.
Does so, you know, they had to really, really, really plan it as opposed to just sort of being able to do things undercover. You know, if you got a stain on your on somebody's dress. Bomb an aspirin factory, you know, like just that quick. Let's go on here. He's talking about the cost overruns that the military has, basically blaming, much of the debt. I'd say about half of it is military spending. I outlined that earlier. By the way, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. You miss a portion of the show? No problem. Just go to archives.freetalklive.com. We've got the show going back for like 10 years with almost no interruptions there. Carter says it's more than you can imagine. China has not wasted a single penny on war, and that's why they're ahead of us in almost every way. I think the difference is that if you take $3 trillion and put it in American infrastructure, you'd probably have $2 trillion left over, Carter told his congregation. We have high-speed railroad. We'd have bridges that aren't collapsing. We'd have railroads that are maintained properly. Our education system would be as good as any in South Korea or Hong Kong. I don't think money is going to fix the United States educational system. The money just keeps on going in. I'm here in New Hampshire, and they'll spend more here than they will, say, in Alabama. It's still almost every single time the government-run school is the worst school in a given geographic area for a given grade, like 99 point something percent of the time.
Well, he says fix it, but isn't the education system more or less working as intended? I mean, isn't it supposed to be this mess?
Could be. I don't think the United States needs high-speed rail either. We've got cars.
I mean, if we do, we would have them.
Right. Like, all the U.S. needs to do is fix these bridges. There's a lot of bridges around that are having problems, there's no doubt. And, you know, fixing some bridges would be a great thing. But you saw under the Obama administration that they were looking for shovel-ready stuff, and they weren't ready. They were looking to spend money. And they did. They spent. But, you know, what did we get out of it? Not that much. Well, while there is a prevalent belief in the United States that the country almost always wages war for noble purposes and in defense of freedom, global public opinion and facts paint a very different picture. Most countries surveyed in a 2013 Gallup poll identified the United States as the greatest threat to world peace. And in 2017, the Pew Research poll found a record number of people in 30 surveyed nations viewed the U.S. power and influence as a major threat. The U.S. has also invaded or bombed dozens of countries and supported nearly every single right-wing dictatorship in the world since the end of World War II. It has overthrown or attempted to overthrow dozens of foreign governments since 1949 and has actively sought to crush nearly every single people's liberation movement over the same period. It has also meddled in scores of elections in countries that are allies and adversaries alike. That's from AndyWar.com, from Brett Wilkins. And if you have some rebuttal to this, this seems like a pretty fact-based article. There's not a lot of opinion here.
And those are staggering facts.
Right, they're staggering facts. The United States, he says, supported pretty much every right-wing dictatorship. The idea that a nation that fought a war against a king to gain freedom now supports monarchies in Saudi Arabia and all throughout the Middle East and around the world, it's amazing. Can you believe that? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Ari, apparently there's another question for you coming in from Mel in New Jersey. You can see Aria if you go to the Twitch or DLive cams. You go to twitch.freetalklive.com or DLive.freetalklive.com. Aria's here in the studio. And I don't know, describe yourself, Aria. Why would people want to go see you on your camera?
Well, because I'm a trans person. Let's take a moment to exploit myself here.
Yeah.
Let's do it good and properly. Because I'm a trans person, and that's generally interesting. It's generally uncommon within the libertarian movement, which gives me that whole angle to work. I choose not to work it. I think this is the first time we've ever mentioned my being trans on Free Talk Live.
Well, I mean, you're working it because you have bright red hair that's down to your shoulders. I mean, you're spending some time working it. You may not be doing it right on the air on Free Talk Live.
Well, sure. The red hair isn't to, broadcast the fact that I'm trans or anything like that. It's because it generally does cause me to look more feminine than my natural hair color.
Is that so?
It is.
I'll take your word for it.
Plus the color of eyeshadow I use complements it well most of the time. Today I wore black because I didn't sleep at all and I didn't feel like dealing with it. But normally I wear like blue eyeshadow or something like that.
What were you doing instead of sleeping?
Just being awake.
855-450.
Other alternative.
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mel in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria. I love you.
Thank you.
Mark and Melanie, your show is great. I listen all the time. It's fantastic.
Appreciate it.
My question for Aria is, do you have any advice for a 53-year-old MTF transgender person who is
homeless?
What
is MTF?
Male to female.
Male to female, yeah.
Sorry. I don't know the abbreviations around here.
Who is homeless and cannot stand working in the work environment as a male. And being 53 years old and over 10 years on hormones, having a lot of problems with this.
Ouch. Can I have a moment to collect my thoughts on that? That's a complicated thing. Of course, the older you are, the more difficult it's going to be. Most of the people that were at the ACLU event that we recently attended exhibited that problem pretty starkly. Very few of them actually began, transitioning when they were teenagers or even preteens, which let's not get into that. But anything past the age of teenager is going to be difficult because we tend to form ruts in our lives of just going through the same actions day in, day out. One of the reasons that I left Mississippi was because of facing that reality of one day I was going to pop into this convenience store right down the street as a male, and then the next day it was going to be female.
So you transitioned left and then transitioned as you left kind of thing?
More or less. Yeah. I mean, the transition was slow. It was more of a...
Bought a bag eyeshadow and out you went.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lived as a male during the day for work. I didn't have much choice there in Mississippi, but at night I would characterize as cross-dressing.
To where? Where'd you go?
Places.
Clubs?
Sometimes.
Cross-dressing clubs in Mississippi?
Memphis.
Memphis. It's a long drive?
No, it was about 20 minutes away.
All right. Mel, hold the line here. We'll see if we can get some advice out of Aria. Please, if you would.
Okay, thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. Just got a call here. Real live question. a serious question, and we're going to get to it. Mel in New Jersey wants to know from Aria, who's a trans person, what she, Mel, can do to sort of, I don't know, be more successful as a person and as a trans person. It's a difficult question. We'll get back to it here. First, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything related to Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin.com can help you to choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the forum there. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. By the way, they have opportunities for you to play games over there at Bitcoin.com. They've got, pretty much everything. You need some free Bitcoin, too, at free.bitcoin.com. If you've already got a wallet, you'll first need to get one of those, and they've got one of those there too. Great one. Bitcoin.com. Go back to Mel calling in from New Jersey. Mel, you back with us?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Are
you? Okay, so you highlighted several problems there. My advice for any sort of task is always
to break the problems.
My advice for any sort of situation is to always break a large problem into smaller ones, right? When I sat down to write a book, which turned out to be the length of the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, it's totally unpublishable because of that. But I didn't sit down to write a 500,000-word book. I sat down to write 3 pages a day. You know, I took this gargantuan problem. It's like the expression, you know, a journey of 3,000 miles begins with a single step. That's a very applicable adage to any situation. So what you're faced with are 3 primary problems, as I understand them. Homelessness, and unwillingness to work as a male, and the need to transition. Now,
correct.
All of these compile together into one gigantic mess of a problem. But it can be broken down into 3 different ones. The homeless separately is how I would recommend addressing them. The homelessness is obviously going to be the most critical of these problems. I didn't particularly enjoy working as a male, especially once I, you know, began coming out and things like that. But sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, right? Sometimes you just have to.
Is that like lead to depression and stuff? If you like, I don't know. All I can do is listen to what I hear.
I'm on 2 antidepressants as treatment as part of my hormones as well. So
ideally, one can look far enough into the distance that having to endure something like that over the short-term future isn't too problematic. Like, sure, I didn't enjoy it, but I knew that it was a stepping stone to something else. So viewed in that context, I think it's probably bearable and shouldn't be a significant contributing factor to depression, I would hope. I mean, and if it is, you know, just remind yourself of that every single day, that is simply a means to an end. And that means is eliminating the homeless problem, right? So first
right,
you...
Right. So, yeah, but I got a question about that. So, like, at my age, I'm like, I'm never going to be the girl I want to be. Okay, so at my age, I'm looking at death, destruction, disintegration, it's all over. And it's like, why bother anymore? But I can't function as a male in this society anymore as well.
Isn't that the dilemma of growing older? I'm 48, Mel, and I'm never going to be the 27-year-old male that I was before, you know, 195 pounds with a body fat percentage of 6%, where, you know, and not a bunch of gray
hair.
Well,
it's not anymore for him. It's that, you know, this is a thing that I could never, that I can't have, and that is perpetually denied
to me. Isn't it worse to have had it and lost it than to never have had it?
I would say not in the case of transgenderism.
Okay, I certainly don't know.
Because it's a pain that I can relate to well. I will never be that 21-year-old drunk out there drinking with friends, partying in a club, being just treated as a normal girl. This is never going to happen. But at the same time, you know, the girls who experienced that, they didn't have my experiences at the age of 21 either. So in a sense, my individualism sort of protects me against looking too much into the past and saying, oh, well, I didn't have this experience, I didn't have that experience, because I did have a lot of experiences. And they were always going to be unique to me. But the truth is, I wasn't going to be out there at the age of 21 getting drunk partying in clubs anyway, because it was never my style. Maybe doing other things with friends in smaller environments, but I was never going to be in a club.
Mel, will you keep us updated on this? Ari is going to be here on pretty regular on Mondays, and I'd love to have you call in for updates, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Aria, for your advice. Makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much.
Sure. Good luck.
855-450-3733. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Jim calling in from Los Angeles. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. Really appreciate the show. You guys are such good sports, letting people talk whatever they want to talk, whether it offends somebody or whether it does not. I mean, I just really love this. I hate to kind of segue off of this subject. It's a very serious subject. But I would like to talk about socialism and clear the air once and for all.
Okay. Let's clear the air about socialism.
When the Republicans talk about socialism, basically they're talking about that doesn't work. They're talking about the failed and corrupt attempts to become a socialist country, like the former Soviet Union, the USSR, United Soviet Socialist Republic.
Right, Venezuela. There's a few others out there. Cuba. There's quite a few others out there. Yeah.
So how would you define socialism that would not include the USSR and Venezuela?
Let me explain that, because I'll get to that. Let me explain. See, newsflash, Lenin and Stalin were dictators, okay? Top-down totalitarian government killed tens of thousands of their own people. The same thing with the Nazi Party. Hitler was a dictator, and his top-down totalitarian government was obvious and killed millions of his own party. Now, let's take Venezuela.
They were also socialists.
He was basically a dictator. He wrapped a flag around himself and goose-stepped into the very end of it, just like the Soviet Union. But I'm sorry, they were not, at the end, a socialist country. He was a dictator. Now, let's take Venezuela. Venezuela, I don't know what it was when it started, but it is now and has not been for years a socialist country. It's run by a dictator, and waiting in the wings is another dictator to take over. Well, half the country...
It kind of sounds like dictators are the outcome of socialism.
I'm going to hold you over here, Jim, if you'll just hold the line. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're going to find out the kind of socialism that works, because... Well, I mean, if socialism is statism and they're the exact same thing, some of it works better than others, right? Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable. I've been fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a terrible thing. I just spoke with the Prime Minister.
I spoke with the various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block the subpoena for years of financial records. White House Counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
when they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I want to tell you about Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. Freedom Fest's theme this year is the Wild West. It was a time of liberty and opportunity, or lawlessness and violence. We'll find out. Penn Jillette, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist. It'll be libertarians, conservatives, liberals, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. We're going to be there at Freedom Fest. Looking forward to it. It's Ian's first time. You can come meet us there. freedomfest.com/FTL. The coupon code FTL50 will give you $50 off. So that's nice. If you're not convinced, go to freedomfest.com/FTL. And get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Right there at the same website, freedomfest.com/FTL. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. freedomfest.com/FTL. I will be speaking there, so I'm excited. freedomfest.com/FTL. Let's go back to Jim calling in from Los Angeles. So, Jim, I'm going to recap here real quick. I believe your premise was that Stalin, Venezuela, Pol Pot, Cuba,
basically,
and all these...
they were basically, it was a failed and corrupt attempt. They all ended up with dictators. and half the people in Venezuela are starving to death. If you want to know the difference between a real socialist country and a fake one, a real socialist country does not have half the people starving to death. Now, let's put the shoe on the other foot. Everybody says North Korea, North Korea, North Korea. Do you know there's not a single station that will call North Korea by its own name, which is
the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. Yeah.
Exactly. See, I could say that and say, see, democracy doesn't work. Look at North Korea. Look, democracy doesn't work. Now, here's another one. I'm just putting the shoe on the other foot. Here's
democracy
one.
Doesn't work.
Well, they're neither democratic nor a republic.
Well, I don't know what a republic even means.
They're claiming to be a democratic republic, it's a dictatorship, basically. Okay. Now, here's another one for you. The Democratic Republic of Congo. Okay? It is not a democracy. It's a dictatorship. Half the people have a famine going on there, and the people are starving to death there also.
I can't say I know a great deal about the Democratic Republic of Congo, but here's where I'd like to start. I like to use the Socratic method. Can we start with definitions? Can we define socialism?
But the textbook version of socialism, well, just like the textbook version of democracy, we're not a total democracy. Everybody doesn't vote on every issue. We're representative
democracy. We're not a democracy at all if you're talking about the U.S.
I'm a human being that the United States government claims to own 33% of his labor. So I'm not a democracy. I'm just a serf. Give me a definition.
But we have a democratic process of how we run our country. We're a republic. But just like the Soviet Union was a republic and North Korea is a republic, I mean, republic doesn't really mean good or bad.
It doesn't mean much.
You're a republic. Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know how to define republic. If you said to me, Jim, if you said, Mark, define a republic, all I'd be able to do is use the Latin root and say, of the people, which is basically the same definition as a democracy. But, you know, here in America, Republicans like to define a republic as more or less a representative democracy where you have rights, because supposedly that's what the United States is. So they define it by its own existence. I think that's a tautology.
What you have here basically is, the kings in Europe, when they were being toppled, there was a revolt. Some listened, some didn't listen. The ones that didn't listen turned into a full-blown revolution, and some lost their head. Well, a few founding fathers on this side of the pond turned all that on its head because, see, kings had rights, subjects had privileges. And they said, no. People have rights. Leaders have privileges. And that forever broke the divine right of kings also.
Let's get to rights in a second. I love rights. Rights is a conversation where I'm comfortable in talking. But can we, at this point, the problem is that likely where you're going to go with this, Jim, at some point or another, you're going to say Denmark or Sweden are socialist countries, which I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with the United States as a socialist country. I wouldn't make those arguments. But I first need a definition, because to me, the definition of socialism is state ownership of the means of production. And if you aren't operating by that definition, then I need to know the definition you're going to use to say, no, the Soviet Union isn't a real socialism, and in fact, Denmark is. I just need to know what the definition is, because Bernie Sanders won't give us a definition, so I need one.
Okay, well, I will say this. I will say there are socialistic countries, because you're not going to find a country that locksteps with exactly what is written in, like, Wikipedia. There is none, okay? It's socialistic.
So then it's not socialism, right? Like, let's come up with another word. Here's my advice to you, Jim.
It's fascism.
We just need a different word. Whatever it is, it's, at this point, a robust social welfare safety net? All right. We can call it that. A robust system of redistributing wealth through the most violent organizational model the man has ever known? All right. We got it. Whatever it is, let's just get it and go with it.
But we're still not getting your definition of socialism.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is socialistic because it will fit certain countries. It won't fit Venezuela, but it might fit Sweden, or it might fit Denmark or even Ireland. But just because you have universal health care doesn't mean you're a communist country or a socialist country. I think
what would make you a socialist country, please?
Belgium, Sweden, Denmark,
what characteristics would make a nation socialist?
What are those characteristics that make Canada socialist and the United States not socialist? I presume you're saying the United States isn't socialist?
No, I'm not saying it has some...
Jim, do you understand your messaging problem here? Like, this is the messaging problem of democratic socialists all over America. They don't have a definition. If you don't have a definition, how can you possibly have a movement? I mean, you could just say, hey, let's have free health care and free college, but then stop using the term socialism to describe it. It's just more socialization of more projects. I guess.
See, there you go. Socialization. See, that's right. Like, in other words, there's not a hard definition. It's not any hard language because no country can fit a utopian hard language. Okay,
okay, so everybody, if you don't have a definition for what it is that you want, how can anyone possibly say it's good or bad if it's not defined by any criteria
it's
whatsoever?
It's good because it's free.
What does
this government do now that it does well?
Is this a democracy or no? Is the United States a democracy?
No.
What's your definition of democracy?
Well, that's not a question. That's not the question.
What does this government do well?
No, democracy is mob rule. The methods for the expression of that rule, whether it's through voting or through an oligarchy or whatever, is completely irrelevant. Democracy is a rule by the majority. It doesn't really matter.
People rule.
No, they don't. I mean, at this point, the United States is an oligarchy.
But the U.S. isn't a democracy.
It's a direct translation. The people
anyway.
Yes, I know. That's what the definition is.
Exactly, see, we don't object to defining the terms that we use.
Yeah, but nobody lives up to that. No, you don't have everybody voting on every issue, on everything that passes.
Well, the U.S. is not a democracy. That's why.
Right.
And we're not trying to make the case to people that democracy would like totes for real work if we just implement it this specific way.
But democracy is a verb. Okay, it's not a noun. It's a verb.
I don't think
so.
That's
what
I'm saying
is that socialism
sure
is basically looking at, you know, having a fire department, having a police department, having a military. Okay, people will accept that. Now, are they willing to go to a where everybody has universal health care? Now, there's a lot of countries that are not socialist countries or socialistic that have universal.
All right,
healthcare.
Jim, I'm going to hold you. I normally don't hold somebody over two times. 855-450-3733.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever you want. We're talking with Jim here from Los Angeles about socialism. I guess he's listening to the stream in Albuquerque from KVQ. And before we go on, I want to thank everybody who's become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you value us talking to basically anybody who calls in about whatever they want to talk about, that's freedom of speech and it's not being done on the radio too much here in the United States. If you like it, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com, just as Teddy Graham has, who's a silver amplifier. Thank you, Teddy Graham. Let's go back to Jim. Jim, you still there?
Yeah, appreciate you holding me over. You guys are fair-minded, and you're right, you're unique on the radio. As far as letting people say what they want to say, I mean, you chime in, but you just don't keep interrupting them like they're, some of the news stations do. I do want to say that the founding fathers over here, they had life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
To me, you cannot have health without you cannot have life without health. And when Bernie Sanders says it should be a right, I think he's correct as far as because no corporation should have so much leverage over
there should be no corporations. A corporation is a construct of the state, right? So it should only have the powers. That is just a way that the government creates for people to take less responsibility for their actions. A corporation allows people to be shielded from real torts. So I'm against the notion of corporations generally. But when it comes to health care,
I'm against the enslavement of doctors.
Right.
Which is exactly what universal health care, free health care, however we wish to characterize it, is. That doctor has the choice on
what
to do
with their
labor.
Well, you don't have to become a doctor, though, but I have to pay for it. Like, this is my problem with it. What about the fat guy who smokes cigarettes every day, who's got a problem at 55 with diabetes and, emphysema? Why should I, a person who doesn't smoke and is not obese, have to take care of that guy? Financially.
I see your point. My problem with the whole situation is that when you're paying $20 for an aspirin or $750 for your child's inhaler that they need every month. Everything is extremely overpriced.
Oh, yeah. When they absolutely. The government's been involved in the medical system for decades and has, pencil whipped it to death. It's an absolute mess. And you may be right. The only way out at this point that is a feasible solution might be socialized medicine. But let's not forget, before you go on, Jim, wait a second. Let's not forget who screwed this up in the first place, and it was the state. It was constant government intervention getting us to where we are.
Well, companies, corporations were grouped together basically by private people, but when they started taking the government... And
that hasn't been true since World War One. I mean, that was when the collectivization really began here in the United States, where to combat, socialism and these increasing state control of economies, we had to socialize our economy. I mean, so they started working with government. These corporations did. Jeep is the most obvious example that comes to mind, because it was a way for them to secure their places in the marketplace, to make a ton of money, and to turn war into this hugely profitable enterprise for them.
They've all done it since,
whether they're, selling tires or Jeeps or whatever, or whether they're selling pharmaceuticals or missiles.
And you can't do most of this stuff without C-Corp status, and then... With the medical industry, you have, other layers of problems that are caused by the state. The FDA gets to decide what drugs can be sold and charges the companies, basically a licensing fee per drug to sell them, because you have to pay for the FDA's approval, and that's expensive. And that's after you've done the research to determine that it's effective and safe.
Jim, I really appreciate the call. I've got more calls on the line, so please call in anytime, 7 days a week.
I appreciate the time. I'm serious.
Thank you. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're here. Let's go to Nate calling in, also from KABQ. A lot of KABQ calls tonight here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
All's well. What's on your mind, Nate?
Hey, yeah, I'm glad you guys are live here. I've been listening to you guys like 2 hours behind for a couple of years, and it's kind of cool to hear you guys live now.
Is the live really, really recent? I'm sorry, Ian,
It's pretty recent. It's within the last couple months, and it tripped me out to hear it, because I was so used to like calling in and hearing my things like hours later.
And anyone can do that by calling in and then listening to the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. So what's on your mind, Nate?
That's awesome. I just, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and you guys are awesome. And I just wanted to hear you guys describe for everyone the libertarian ideal of a perfect utopia. Utopian ideal by a libertarian. And I'll take my answer offline.
Thanks for the call, Nate. Appreciate it. I think this is where really this is the right question, right? Like, put the libertarians on the ropes and make them tell what they believe. Well, for me, I just don't think that the idea. So the definition, and you can just go to YouTube and look it up. Barack Obama will say it. The definition of a nation state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. That's it. All I'm saying is, let's introduce competition in this realm, and if I don't like the particular government in a given area, that I should, like my cell phone plan, if I don't like my cell phone company, I can switch on over to Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile or a whole variety of them, and somehow we're still covered. What is the state supposed to provide for you? And ask yourself that, because this is a pretty old organizational model. The state's been around for at least 9,000 years. We know how it's going to react, and we know that rich people are going to get in charge of it every single time. The rich and powerful have been in charge of the government since there have been governments, because that's the model. So, asking a libertarian what they believe about sort of a utopia government situation is like asking an atheist, well, tell us what's going on in the spiritual realm. Well, the atheist is going to say, there isn't one. And I'm going to say, as a libertarian, that nobody has a higher claim on your life, your volition, and your income, your wealth, your family, than you do. and that nobody should be able to tell you. If you live in a given geographic area and somebody claims that over you, what is the functional difference between that person who lays a claim to your life and your property and your volition? What is the functional difference between that person and a slave master? And I contend that there isn't one. That's not a functional difference. It's a very big plantation. We're all on it, and none of us are in charge. Oh, you say we get a vote. Excellent. Can you outline for me the last time your vote was meaningful and changed an outcome? Because it's unlikely that it did so above the local level. I've had it happen.
And even then, it probably didn't.
Two times. And I would suspect that puts me in a very small group of people. In one case, I didn't vote, and my vote would have made a difference. In another case, I did vote, and my vote made a difference. It, of course, made a difference to stop some spending that then occurred next year, so you could say that it didn't make a difference. But at the very least, I can make a claim that my vote has made a difference on two occasions. And I would also be willing to bet that I am one of, well, of the people, potentially 100,000 people listening to the show right now, I'd be willing to bet we could hold up on my hands how many of those people actually had their vote make a difference in a government election. And if it was above a local election, a local, like a municipality or county level, then I'd be willing to bet none of us listening have. It's never happened in a presidential election.
No, of course not.
It's just not going to. And a presidential election is only a statewide election. There's no such thing as a national election. I know they use the terminology. There isn't one.
No, it's just a useless aggregate that a lot of people put more value in than is actually worth. I mean, it's just a neat figure for people to add up. But it's...
corporate media likes to talk about a national election because corporate media can broadcast to Oklahoma, Montana, and Maine and say the same thing when they're talking about the president.
Right, but it's as silly as thinking that the people in Germany or, you know, Italy or whatever should directly elect the president of the European Union or the chancellor or whatever they have there, prime minister. It's silly. That's not the way it works. Germany, as a collective, casts a vote in one particular direction, and the Germans simply tell the German government, ideally, which direction to cast their votes. But there's so many people doing it that it's just completely superfluous in the first place.
The terminology I like to use for myself is polycentric organizations, talking about what I prefer to see. That just means people get a choice on the type of government they have in different areas. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.